Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We're back again. It's Wednesday. It is 9 p.m. We're here dropping some knowledge on you. Bear, how do you feel?
I feel pretty darn good.
I feel pretty darn good, too. You know why I feel good?
I know why you feel good.
I feel good.
Because we're pro.
We're pro. And, well, this first thing, Louisiana has gotten with the spring program. We are here.
Hallelujah.
It was like a week and a half of rain and freezing cold, and now it's like the high is in the 90s sometimes, and the low is in the 70s, which is normal springtime weather, I feel, and that's good.
I like normal springtime weather.
I rode my motorcycle the other day. I was very happy about it.
I mean, I've been riding with the top down.
It's
a good day.
Oh, yeah. It's because you got a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, I got a Mini Cooper.
More on Mini Coopers later
because it's
going to be great. We have part of that in the news segment.
Do we?
We have a website. This is where we post all of our audio, all of our stuff. Bear, what is the website?
I said I was going to come up with a new pitch for this. I need to come up with
a new pitch.
That's
fine. That's just
We'll do the old pitch. We'll do the old one.
What's the website, Bear?
Exppoints.com. Always double tap that P.
We also are on social media like Facebook and Twitter and other things. You can get all of them on our jump page. It's at exppoints.com/social. We have a ton of stuff there. Stitcher, iTunes, PayPal, Patreon. Yeah, everything from all of our social media inlets, as well as other things. Like, you want to be part of our Steam group, you can join that site. Go to the landing page at
I don't like how you're saying English words.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, almost. Anyway, we are going to cut to a song. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about what we did this past week. We're going to start with Threshold by Sex Bomb Mom. This is all the Scott Pilgrim versus the World soundtrack.
I love
and
Sex Bomb.
And it is awesome. I think every song on that movie was written by Beck.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, I think it's a real thing.
So actually, a question on the album. Do they have I Am So Sad, So Very, Very Sad?
Yes, they do.
Yes.
We've played it on the station. We're going to play Threshold. We might get that one.
If we have enough time.
If we have enough time, we might throw it in at the end. This is Threshold by Sex Bomb Mom off the Scott Pilgrim versus the World soundtrack. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
We are Sex Bomb Mom, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremble of calm, the feminine of the sun, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Threshold by Sex Bomb Mom. That's off the Scott Pilgrim versus the World soundtrack. If you haven't seen the movie, it's awesome.
But what are you doing in life?
Even with Michael Cera, it's awesome.
Even with,
Yeah, well, I'm just
saying. That feels harsh.
But I mean, Edgar Wright directed the movie. If you don't know who Edgar Wright is, pretty much any Simon Pegg movie, like World's End, what was the one? The one with the zombies. You know the one.
Zombieland?
No. The other one. I can't remember what it's called. The one with the guy, it's in Britain, and there's
dang it.
You know what I'm talking about.
Let's go to Winchester and have a pint, let all this
blow
over.
Yeah, and then that one and Hot Fuzz. So it's Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead. Hot Fuzz,
Shaun of the Dead.
And pretty much anything with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. Those movies, those three movies, are the Edgar Wright trilogy.
In fact, actually, you should watch all three of those.
It's so
They're
awesome.
Fantastic.
All four of them, right? Edgar Wright's awesome.
Yeah. Edgar Wright's awesome. Let's just go with that. That is true.
We are at the point in our lives in this show today, tonight.
So it's come to this.
We're here.
Right now.
Bear,
in this
moment. What did you do last week?
I didn't do anything, I swear, officer.
Oh, okay. Take off my hat. What'd you do now, boy?
I mean, you're not a cop, right? Because
no.
If you're a cop, you have to tell me.
I have to tell you.
That was from some movie.
That was from Breaking Bad.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then it was
some
from
shows.
House. It was from House first.
House, yeah. You're right. That's what I was thinking of. Anyway.
Talb and Olivia Wilde.
Okay. So anyway, no, really what I did. You ever played a game called Snake Oil?
No.
You ever heard of Snake Oil?
No. I mean, I've heard of it like in...
Okay.
In like the Wild West.
Yeah, like the Wild West. Exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah, so Snake Oil, this product that the U.S. government decided was a fraud even.
Okay.
So the point of this game is you are that salesman. And yes.
You're the cure-all salesman?
Yes.
Nice.
So you have these cards.
They
have nouns on them. And then someone is the client, and there's like, you know, say like six other people or whoever's playing. You're all the snake oil salesman.
Okay.
So you gotta they're pull a card like they're a high school cheerleader.
Is it a tabletop game?
No, it's a card game.
Okay.
So kind of like Cards Against Humanity, but
Those are tabletop games.
Okay, fine. We'll say that's a tabletop game. I don't know. Anyway. So anyway, they're the client. They pull a card. Like, they may be a high school cheerleader or college professor or whatever.
Okay.
And then you have to pitch them a product that this individual would want.
Nice.
And you're going to have cards like, I think the best one we had was someone laid down a snowfish.
A snowfish.
And that is a heck of a pitch for someone to be able to pull off and sell a snowfish to someone.
Did you buy the snowfish or did you sell the snowfish?
No, I didn't either. This guy beat all of us. I wish I would have recorded his pitch. And that's the point is, you're going to end up with these random words that mean nothing.
It seems,
and
you it have seems to like pitch something, it as something a like an MBA. Like somebody
would,
taking
NBA
the MBA.
Would love,
yeah,
probably.
It's like, all right, well, it's time for your executive, review. Here you go. Go ahead and sell this left-handed
hammer.
Oh,
my God. I now want to become a professor so I can teach MBA, the MBA program, and like, make that the final.
How to fly by the seat of your pants when you have no idea what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
that's what the whole game is. Just nice. BS your way out of the situation.
That's really cool, yeah.
Not what we do ever.
Did you buy it, or did you...
No. Actually, just went over some friends who were playing it. It's a fun game. So
awesome.
I am actually thinking about buying it because I have money.
That seems really fun to have a game like that. So.
It is. It's fun.
Very cool.
There's another cool one, Channel Something, that me and my old roommate used to play, where you had to come up with, same idea, but you came up with animes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you had to pitch it to the network.
I feel like they've been made. They've made some of the worst animes.
They probably have.
Especially
that
lately.
Game is hilarious.
There's so many bad. Channel, there's so much bad anime right now. I was having a separate conversation with someone, and they were like, "Hey, you should really check out, I don't know, Psychopass or Dead Man Wonderland," or they were just dropping some names.
Channel A. That's the name of the game.
Very cool.
So Snake Oil and Channel A, the two games you should buy today.
Awesome. Is that all you did this past week, or did you do anything else?
Oh, no. Yeah, well, I was going to do other things with my life, like read Transmetropolitan, like I told y'all I was.
You did.
But I loaded up Skyrim instead.
You know, Bear, hold on. I play the intervention theme, everyone.
No!
Now, Skyrim is this massive game. It's really crazy how big it is, because, I don't think I've ever beaten Skyrim.
No, I haven't. I have hundreds of hours logged.
And you know what? You also have hundreds of mods installed at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you install the mods and you walk outside and you're like, this is amazing. Why would I ever actually go outside? But no, that's real. I know the best mod, I think, is it was a subscribe to a playlist of mods. It was like 100 mods. Like 46 mods. The best one was More Lush Vegetation.
Oh, yeah. No,
even
that
in
one was
the
really
towns,
good.
The ones in the towns are like, man, I need some wild berries. You look around, you're like, they're everywhere. I could make all the pies in the world, or whatever you make in Skyrim. I never got into the crafting system.
It was actually funny because I was talking with someone this past week about WoW.
Yeah.
I would totally play WoW if it was, I didn't have to pay for it every month, and if I didn't have to play with other people. And they're like, why don't you play Skyrim? I'm like, so for the past two days, I've been doing that.
I'll do that.
Yeah, like before talking to him, I'm like, yeah, for the past 48 hours, that's pretty much all I've done. I'm here to get food.
Fun fact, WoW is recently going more like the Plex model in EVE. They are going to allow people with gold, a lot of gold. I mean, not your typical player, but an extreme player that can gold farm very well. You
so
can
all
trade
China
in
gets
gold.
To play for free now.
Well, yeah, more or less. But that's something that they were on record as saying, yeah, like, we're working on this. They may have even implemented it. I don't play WoW anymore, but...
Yeah. Well, again, I play Skyrim instead, apparently. It was just funny someone else came up with that idea.
I'm getting prepped for Grand Theft Auto V on PC, and I don't know if I'm going to buy it, because I really like the main storyline.
I already played it. So.
I like the open worldness of the game, even the single-player game. Like being able to do some crazy stuff, but I realize that a game that I might be able to buy a lot of time or spend a lot of time in is, believe it or not, Watch Dogs.
You mentioned that you'd pick that up.
Ubisoft recently had a big sale, so if you didn't get Stick of Truth or whatever, I'm sure it'll come back around. But Watch Dogs was on there, and Watch Dogs for the deluxe edition was $22. And
so you could throw some $22
I threw $22 away on City Skylines, which I installed.
Which you bought today, right?
I bought today. It's installing right now.
I knew I saw it.
Yep, you saw it.
Saw what I thought I saw.
But yeah, so, I install Watch Dogs. It took 2 days to install, or 2 days to get and install. And I'm playing it, and I'm realizing, first off, this future in Watch Dogs, I don't know why it got such a bad reputation. I think even we parroted other reviewers' bad reputation of Watch Dogs because of what we saw. But we didn't experience it. We didn't want to drop $50 or $60 on
a
game.
I really want to drop $50 or $60 on the game, I'll be honest.
I think that's an extreme price.
Unless it's something I'm pumped for.
And we may kind of gloss over this in a little bit of another segment, but you know, $50-$60 for an arguably some single player game that you want. We've talked about this in the past. Yeah. That's a lot of money. So I didn't want to spend it. You didn't want to spend it. So we largely watched reviews from other people, watched other playthroughs, let's plays,
pretended we knew what we're talking about.
Well, from what we were seeing, we did have a good handle on
based
how
on the
it
information
was
we had at the time.
Right. But it's been patched. It's been updated. They've had some things that happened to it. And I come back and I'm playing this game and I realize that for all of the reasons I liked movies like Neuromancer and games like System Shock, that cyberpunkness, and it's not really cyberpunk. It's more like future Grand Theft Auto, where instead of a gun to do all of your damage, you might use a cell phone. You know, I've been loving that game so far. I've probably invested 2 or 3 hours so far, and I know it's not a lot of game time, but there's so much to do, and I've done virtually nothing. And I feel like I've been very proactive in these 2 or 3 hours after I got a handle on the game. It's still showing me new things 2 or 3 hours in, and even if those are the same things that I'm doing 15 or 16 or 20 hours from now in the game, I'm going to be happy with it.
Oh, that's
good. There's these online racing components that are very well done. There's this idea of kind of in Road Rash, the old Road Rash games.
Oh my God.
Or
I used to love Road Rash.
You could like kick the people next to you on the bike. Well,
that was half the point of Road Rash.
Instead of that, you hit a button, you hack the traffic lights in front of you, and all of the NPC cars start going all at once, and there's a big traffic jam.
Fun.
You can make things explode out of the ground based off of where transformers are. Things that's really, really
that
cool to me. The fact that you can affect that, but you can get affected by that too. You can raise bridges and make ramps, but you can also raise bridges too quickly or lower bridges or whatever and hose up the other players. It's really, really cool.
I gotcha.
And I remember hating on it a while back, and I'm completely 180. I mean, unless the story comes to a grinding halt, because the story is interesting right now. There's these ideas of people that steal information and then fixers that are effectively the opposite, where they go out and they try to like stop those people, whether that's killing them or hurting them or whatever. There's this, you know, cat and mouse type of vigilante squad, and then overarching.
Now, is that other players or is that all single?
It can be. That's
okay,
the thing. It can be other players where at a moment, you know, you say, oh, somebody's there, you know, they're trying to hack you, and it's another agent.
Getting hacked.
NPCs in the game have put a contract on you, and these other players have kind of scooped it up. And they're there trying to do it. Now, it's totally on you. You don't have to deal with that. You can say no. And they're like, oh, okay, well, you know, whatever. They didn't get you. But you could say yes. I actually did it, and I was hacking a guy, you know, and he didn't know where he had like 2 minutes to try and find me. And I could be above him or below him or whatever, just to stay in an area. He knew exactly the area I was in. And I blended in with like a bush. I like became one with the tree.
You added lush vegetation.
I added lush vegetation.
and the game looked really well.
I think well done. I have it on a 970. It's running at near ultra. And
nice.
In 2K or 4K resolution, it's scaled down using the 970, the 900 technology.
4K, 240 hertz. I heard today that's the new hotness that we all need.
That's the chili pepper of gaming right now.
Oh, man.
But it was really, really cool. And on top of that, you know, the only other thing I did this past weekend was I started the initial spin up for the web presence for Double Jump. So we had a couple.
We're almost ready to record, huh? We're almost ready to record for that.
Yeah, we're almost ready to record our first episode for that. We've been working on sort of like the preliminary business. And I know in a previous recorded segment, we the segment that ran 2 or 3 weeks in a row because we were sick those 3 weeks. I said in that recording that, you know, we were almost ready for it. It may be more of a pushed off type of thing at this point just because of how busy we are at work and how busy we are on the current station, experience.
Yes, Paul, since you're listening to this, I'm very busy at work.
We work
all the time. I don't stop.
We slam keys. But
slam keys all day.
You know, we are ready to start sort of recording on that. And we don't want it to do like half-baked type of show or whatever. We want it to be fully fleshed out. We want to have sort of, it'll be conversational.
Yeah, this isn't Colorado. We can't do it half-baked.
No. Or full-baked.
Or even full-baked.
We just have to make a show.
Wow.
We have to do a podcast.
Maybe I can drink, though. I think that's allowed in this state.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We are going to cut to two songs. It's going to be Gotta Catch 'Em All by Power Glove and First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some news.
Get your news on.
Or we might do a retro segment. I don't know. We need to determine what we're going to talk about.
We'll talk about these two shows.
This is Power Glove with Gotta Catch 'Em All, followed by First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You can listen to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
Nah, I'm Red Bear.
You just heard First Crush by Sabre Pulse and Knife City. Before that, Gotta Catch 'Em All by Power Glove. This is a retro segment. We talked about it. We decided we're going to do it.
Let's
do it right now.
It was a unanimous decision.
Bear, both of us decided.
At the same time.
Bear, so you've got a laptop in front of you. I have a phone in front of me. We've got tablets, and we've got all this technology. And they all effectively run like the same things. They run like Chrome and Firefox.
I mean, that's what these boxes are for, right?
That's all these are Chrome boxes. These are Firefox boxes. And then Internet Explorer, which...
I still want the Firefox phone.
Praise the great tech
logo. Is dead!
IE is dead.
I love this company!
All right, calm down, Balmer. Get down. We know you love developers too.
Developers.
IE is
they killed IE. I'm
is
so happy.
Dead. They are using the code name Spartan because, in case you don't know, Microsoft made Halo. Really, Bungie did.
Are we really opening up this can of worms?
Whatever. They have Cortana for the phone, which works or not. And then they have Spartan, which may work.
Microsoft
or not.
Bought Halo. Let's be clear.
Completely. And I saw. You know what? I saw the IE. Like demo. I'm sorry, Spartan demo.
Spartan demo.
And yeah. It looks trendy, but I can't. Well. It looks very nice. Like it looks like a nice table with like a glass table, something with black glass, something that you don't want to actually use, but something that you could look at, and it looks very pretty. But when you start using it, you're like, I don't need all the nice stuff. I just want it to work.
You know. Oh, I hit the mic. Hello, right. Radio World. No. That's honestly how I've always felt about Opera.
Yes.
It's like, Opera. Man, this is a really shiny sports car that I'm probably going to wreck if I get in.
Right. Like, there's overhead for all those things. Every nice thing that you see has to be loaded at some point, can be corrupted at some point, and maybe configurable at some point, and misconfigurable at some point. So
indeed.
the less that
are
you
saying
there,
the ultimate complexity is simplicity?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I forgot who said that.
I'm saying if you can install a toolbar on it, it's probably a bad program. That's how I feel. Like, whenever you can
install, Matt got off the internet and never used it again.
And I use Chrome. Don't get me wrong. But
I
actually
don't any longer.
I use Chrome over
Firefox.
I'm
a Firefox guy.
Really?
Yeah. I went back about a month ago.
How many toolbars have you installed? You
know, I've installed none. I have installed Reddit Enhancement Suite.
Oh, yeah.
I've installed this cool theme that puts a pony up there.
I see that pony.
Yeah. And I've installed Down the Mall.
Yeah, Down the Mall is
amazing.
Down the
Mall, I love that. You cannot get it on Chrome.
No?
No. In fact, Google did this thing a little while back where you can't get unsigned add-ons anymore.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's part of what made me switch back to Firefox. That and the overhead for Chrome was filling up like my 32 gigs of RAM.
I might have to consider switching then.
Give it a shot.
I use Chrome, and you know what? Every day I go into work, and I typically have my sessions open from yesterday because that's not a big deal. I have like backups and checks and running and everything. Mm-hmm. But usually when I try to open a new tab, all of my sessions have died. They've all stalled. I don't know why. I've gone completely stock, and it's good. And I iteratively like check more add-ons and make sure that the extensions are loading fine.
Right.
It'll work good for a week, and then it'll die again, and I don't know why.
And what is the other thing? Is it Grease Monkey is a scripting
Grease
engine?
Grease Monkey, yeah.
I got Grease Monkey installed. I love it. The thing with Firefox, there's a couple things you're going to do when you first install it. Yep. A, you're going to get rid of the stupid search bar that they have in there for no apparent reason, because you can search in the regular
in the address
thing.
Bar.
And then you're going to change the default on that to be Google and not Yahoo.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's some legally reason they decide to go with Yahoo now instead of Google.
Yeah.
I think it's silly. Probably Yahoo's paying them money.
The whole point of us bringing up the fact that all of our devices in the world practically are just used to go to the internet is because
we're developing our own version of Chromebooks.
That's it.
EXP points Chromebooks.
E-books.
They already do that?
Yeah, those are books. Electronic
EPCs.
Books.
You had an EPC.
I did. I had a netbook.
Yeah.
I remember the netbooks, everyone.
Yeah.
That's a retro segment in of itself.
Wow.
Nested retro sectionception. No, we're talking about old browsers. Browsers that have sort of gone by the wayside. And I'm not talking about IE specifically, but...
Although it is now in that cool kids club of
now,
things that we will never think about ever again.
Right, never forget. Well...
we're going to remember it. I want to say never forget, but I'm going to remember
in 25
that.
Years, if I ever see someone with an IE tattoo, I'm going to just punch him in the face. I'm sorry.
If I ever see you with an IE, I will say that on air. Guaranteed. Yeah. If I see someone with an IE tattoo, you're getting punched in the face.
Threatened.
That is a threat, my good friend.
But no, there's some browsers that have come and gone. Opera isn't gone yet. It's still, I think, a mainstream browser.
I have some friends, and if you said Opera's gone, they would be in the station about 10 minutes.
Right. No, Opera's still there. But
and you would be grass, my friend.
But web browsers like Netscape.
Netscape Navigator.
Netscape, was it Navigator or Communicator?
Pretty sure it was Navigator.
Navigator 7.5.
Let me
was
use
the last
my web
one,
browser to find out for you guys.
So we had Netscape, which was the Lighthouse, in case you remember that back in the day.
Was it? Yeah, it had a... What did it have the compass?
It did have a compass eventually.
Okay.
Or maybe it after. It had both of them.
It's a Netscape Navigator.
Okay.
It was a proprietary web browser. It was the flagship product of the Netscape Communications Corporation. That's probably where you see, yeah.
Yeah. So it was this web browser that did... It was just their custom flavor, just a web browser that did other things.
It was
things.
A very simple web browser from back in the day.
Maybe if you were coming up, you also remember, I don't know, a small one, AOL.
AOL.
AOL's
not only a web service, but also its own browser.
And an ISP.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, web service. A web service because AIM is still a thing.
Right, you could
it's
still log, ISP. No, you can log into AOL's program. You could still use
you can still,
AOL.
Wow. Yeah.
If you have just Charter always on internet or whatever,
yeah.
You can log in to AOL or you can load AOL and it just won't allow you to do anything or won't allow you to like dial in, but it'll still load
wow.
to the internet.
That if you want just nostalgia for a bit.
You mentioned AOL keywords. Explain to me in a pre-Google world before the Google existed. The Google
well,
doesn't exist.
You
right
just kind of had to know where things were.
You had to like know the
URLs. And actually, a big thing that helped. Okay, well, I'll get on that in a second. Keywords.
Yeah.
Websites are long and hard to remember.
Apparently.
Like, you're not going to go, like, as a kid, you weren't going to go to http://www. Because that was a lot to remember already.
You used to have to remember and put all of that in.
Oh, yeah. No, because you had to tell the protocol and where to go.
You couldn't just go to, like, let's just assume Facebook existed. You couldn't go to Facebook.com, no. FB.com. It was http://www.facebook.com.
HTTP, very important. But anyway, so you weren't going to go to all that Nickelodeon.com. Honestly, I couldn't even spell Nickelodeon. So they would always pitch it as go to this huge address or AOL keyword Nick. N-I-C-K.
Yeah, I remember that.
All I had to do was go log up AOL and be like, N-I-C-K. I can spell that.
That's when you're like, I don't care that I have mail.
Yeah, I don't
I got
care.
Mail, I got it. Okay, cool.
You've got mail.
I want to go to Nick. I want to play
the little game, GAC
Extreme or something.
So that was a keyword. It was just kind of like you said, Bitly or the Google web shortener thing
just
flavored for AOL
yeah.
back in the day before it existed.
It's really crazy to think about the internet, you know, before we had all this technology because how
for
did
you
we
guys
survive?
Out there that don't know a pre-Google world, do not understand.
Yeah, it's
because
that was the best thing in the world though. Like
no, I remember Google like blowing up and I'm like, "Oh my god, I don't have to remember all this stuff."
Well, even before Google, we didn't know how bad it was.
No.
We had the keywords.
Well, I remember Ask Jeeves came out. And I was happy with that.
Jeeves.
She's going to kill me, but my mother still thinks you have to ask a search engine a question.
Oh, like you actually have to type in punctuation
yes.
like,
yeah, like
how old
how do
was,
I
man?
Make a souffle? Question mark.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it will give you the answer.
It will. I mean, it works for us. I'll let her do it. But I was going to say, before Google, before search engine, even Dogpile really caught on or anything.
Dogpile.
Remember Dogpile?
It's just a search engine for search engines.
Yeah, it was actually a good idea. But they had internet rings is what it was called.
Yeah.
You remember those? So you'd scroll to the bottom of a page. It'd be like, next page in the ring index, previous page in the ring. And so all these guys basically together with similar interest, and you just put a link to the next guy's page in your little ring. And
It was like a thumbs up for the next guy for the...
I guess the closest simile to that now would be...
I would almost think like a mailing list, sort of, like
no,
a forum?
No, not what's it called? Stumble Upon.
Stumble Upon, yeah,
Stumble
based off your interest.
Stumble Upon's probably the closest thing to that now that exists.
I can lose a lot of time on the internet using Stumble Upon.
I'm installing Stumble Upon now.
So for those that don't know, Stumble Upon's sort of like this random internet link generator where you click, so you say, oh yeah, I create a StumbleUpon account and I give it a bunch of interests and I tell it some things that I like, and then you hit Stumble and it's just this big giant red button that says Stumble. It sends you to a random page based off of what you liked, what you checked.
Right.
And if you like that, you thumbs up, and it Pandora engines this new way of it intelligently figures out another site you might like and you go there. If you don't like it, you hit thumbs down and it takes you somewhere else. And it keeps doing this, and I assume if you do this an infinite amount of time, you'll know like the next website it sends you, if it's a good engine, it'll be a site that you care about.
Oh, yeah.
Hit or miss with me, but...
It gets pretty good. What you do is you just get on later, like early in the morning, like 2 a.m., and every site's going to be great.
Yeah.
I mean, at least that's what Tired Brain thinks.
That's it. Tired Brain.
And installing StumbleUpon now.
There you go.
Boom! Restart Firefox.
Now, the crazy thing that I remember about the internet before Google and really just with these old browsers is that you had browsers that were so specific to some demographic. You had a browser for little kids. You had a browser for African Americans, like loved hip hop.
It was like Blackbird. Blackbird. That's actually it's Firefox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. I forgot about Blackbird.
You had all of these overlays. Netscape was just an up and coming browser. You also had early IE, which was terabad to use. You had.
Yeah.
I think there was like a Mophie. Amophi? Yeah, I can't
I
remember.
I used Amophi.
Amophi was this really, the buttons were huge. And it was, when you look at screen real estate back in the day, you know, there was this idea of big giant buttons, big giant square buttons, and animations everywhere. And
remember when GIFs came out? And like every site had, remember little under construction GIFs that were everywhere because the internet was being built?
Yeah, it was just was it's fun. The internet was a scary place. That's I guess the segment
IBM
big,
Web Explorer,
you know, big full, but
based on the Gecko engine layout.
Gecko, yeah
that was the Gecko was an engine. I'm trying to see what all came off of that. Netscape came off the Gecko engine.
Yeah,
something called Phoenix.
Yep.
Oh, that became Firefox.
Yep.
Oh wait. Oh no. Okay, this chart's weird because isn't okay. I guess so. Phoenix, Firebird, Firefox.
Firebird was the other one.
These were all pre-version 1. Okay, yeah. So those were development names. I see. Ooh, anyway, SeaMonkey. I forgot about that one.
SeaMonkey is still used. SeaMonkey.
It actually, according to this chart, is still in existence.
It's like the default on Linux, which is kind of awesome.
Netscape Browser is different than Netscape Communicate or Netscape Navigator. Oh, it was a previous version. Version 9 became Navigator.
Well, anyway, the retro section, this is about it. I mean, unless you have something else you want to talk about. It's insane to think that, you know, we're regulated like 4 or 5 browsers. You got Chrome, you got Opera, IE, or Spartan now, and then Firefox. And Safari, I guess if we can throw Safari in.
Safari, yeah. Apparently, according to this chart, Internet Explorer for Unix is a thing that existed at one point in time.
It exists, or it used to.
Yeah,
long,
it ended
long
in 2002 was the last version.
Yeah, it was about as good as IE, like 4, yeah, I think is the one thing. We're going to cut to a song. This is Critical Hit by MC Frontalot, followed by Boss Wave by Excellent. You're hearing it here exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Got to sometimes feel like, oh my God, life's so good. Got to sometimes feel like, oh my God, life's so good.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Boss Wave by Excellent. Before that, Critical Hit by MC Frontalot. This is the main section of the show. We're going to talk about mainly news.
Get your news on.
Because I feel like we need like 3Dog, like, news time, children. Like we need from Fallout.
Yeah, yeah.
Get some old 3Dog.
Oh, man.
How much,
if I could play Fallout 3 again.
How much do you like StarCraft?
Specifically
StarCraft 2.
On a scale of 1 to South Korean, probably, I'm going to go with a 5.
A 5?
Yeah. I like some StarCraft, but, I mean, I'm not on, I'll be honest, I'm not on their level.
You're not on their level? You're not on their ladder?
Their ladder? I'm not ranked, let's put it that way.
So there are a lot of changes happening to StarCraft in the future, right?
In the future. Isn't all of StarCraft in the future?
We don't know. We don't know.
Fair point.
There are a lot of things you think are in the extreme future, and it turns out they're in the extreme past. Don't spoil anything.
Spoiling!
So, Legacy of the Void. This is the final part of the trilogy. We had the Confederacy, the Terrans had, the Liberty.
You can tell what Matt cares
heart,
about.
Heart of, something about Liberty and then Heart
something
of the Swarm.
Something, some stuff.
Anyway, the Statue of Liberty version or whatever. Anyway,
wow.
Legacy
Wings
of, the Void,
of Liberty is
Wings
what you're
of
trying
Liberty,
to
thank
say.
You. Yeah, Wings of Liberty, Heart of the Swarm, and then Legacy of the Void.
Yeah.
So Terran, Zerg, and Protoss, respectively. In preparation for this, the new expansion, the final expansion, as it were, Legacy of the Void, the beta is impending. And they started talking about...
impending. It is currently pending.
No, an impending. Beta.
Oh, you meant okay.
Impending, like it's the release is impending, like it's impending release.
It's pending. It's pending release.
It's impending.
You mean pending?
No, I mean it's
we're
like
gonna
it's
argue.
Coming. Impending's coming.
Okay, I'm gonna look up words.
Anyway, so there are a lot of things changing. Thank you, Grammar Hour, with you know MJ Red Bear on Experience Points. No, there are a lot of things that are about
being
to change.
About to happen. Fair
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
I passed the GRE.
You didn't realize you don't actually pass or fail that.
I got a good grade, better than 50%.
Anyway,
so let's talk.
What
about
are you trying to say about
this
impending
game? Let's talk about some of the changes. Right, they released a press a blog entry. Blizzard did on some of the changes. So we're going to discuss some of those.
Are they adding pandas?
What?
It worked for World of Warcraft,
they're not
right?
Adding pandas? No, they're not. Adding pandas. Resource
worst
changes.
Game ever.
That's the big thing. So they are looking at changing the starting minerals at the base. So
start with this is going to make people angry.
Well, they said the main goal here was to keep a change that would keep the feel of resourcing rates similar to Heart of the Swarm, while simultaneously encouraging players to take additional expansions more aggressively. So the idea is that, you know, you're going to put different resource patches. Early bird conquers the storm.
Wow.
Sorry.
Okay, I can go with that. Early bird conquers the storm.
Yeah, so you...
Wisdom from MG.
That's it. Yeah, no, these tidbits. This needs to be a point on Double Jump, like where we fade into, like, wisdom from MG, and it's like...
It's just an empty segment for the next 20 minutes.
You know when it's raining and you get, like, a soggy sock? Change them things. This has been wisdom from MG. So the change of the resource changes, starting worker count, so, you know, increased to 12, which I can't remember what the original was, but yeah, 12 workers starting. Unit scan range is going to be changed, so we're going to, they just said they're working on it, they didn't really give any specifics.
I gotcha.
But
so they're trying to, they're rebalancing the game is what they're doing.
Yes.
All in all.
Also, they are altering the game speed to match that of real-time clock. So it's,
huh?
It's actually so
wait what?
Yeah, it's.
Does that mean it's gonna take me years to play a game?
No, I don't think that.
That's what that sounds like.
It's well, so that's more of a PvP thing, right?
Okay.
Things happen over time in
right.
a game in a PvP game. I didn't say this correctly when I started.
You're not being very clear
in.
With your English today.
I am bad at PvP.
I'm terrible at
StarCraft PvP.
Yeah.
So it says game speed changing to a real time also means that the game values are relative to the time also or the, related to that time almost also must change. When we say a cooldown of an ability is 5 seconds, we want that to actually mean 5 seconds instead of five.
Now you're
ticks.
Explaining the
so,
yeah, okay,
so it,
gotcha.
it redefines what a tick is to say
to
a second or whatever.
I gotcha.
Unit changes. We've got a few unit changes with Adept, Immortal, Oracle, Tempest. I'm not going to run through all of these.
Please don't.
That's just for Protoss. For Terran, you've got new Terran units. You've got a couple things changing to Battlecruisers and Siege Tanks. Like, you can drop a Siege Tank in Siege mode instead of in Tank mode
nifty.
And then
yeah.
having to you know, do whatever.
That is actually pretty nifty.
But, the Medevac that will drop it... you have to fill all of its cargo space up, which I know was a problem because normally you're you go in and you get all your dudes and you pull out.
Right.
With a siege tank, it's going to take all the space of your medevac. So if you lose your
so
medevac.
So you can only move one siege. Yeah.
Right. And then the Lurker and the Ravager are returning and a few other things are changing. So the whole reason I bring this up is that StarCraft II is, you made reference to South Korea and that's their game. That's their thing.
Yes,
that's what they do.
I wasn't really being racist.
No, you're not. You know,
they're
love that game.
They're really good at it.
That's a national sport over there. It really is a big deal for them. So the question that I have is, you know, what do you think game changes like this? Again, it's not getting patched in. It's not like they're balancing it in the middle of an expansion. They're balancing it well after the expansion has been released and in preparation for another expansion. In fact, for the beta for the next expansion. So
right.
What do you
think? With games like StarCraft that are actually league played... Mm-hmm. They have to time this so that it's going to be on the off season of the league, but you also want you're going to really I tell you they're going to do it before the expansion. That way, players can get used to it before the new season starts up.
Right.
And so, I mean, I feel comfortable with it. I mean, we're going in this direction now where video games are more of a sport. So in instances like that, it's acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see. Like I said, I'm not good at PvP, so. I am in it for the single player story.
You're not getting in the league, man.
Make
you some money.
It's such a pretty game, but I'm just bad at the online play. And I know a lot of these changes, there's one thing where the units will aggressively move faster and attack and move faster. So it won't be move and then ka-pew, ka-pew, ka-pew. They'll ka-pew and then move and then ka-pew and then move. And
ka-pew.
Then it'll be...
I want to redo all the sounds now,
ka-pew,
all the laser sounds
ka-pew,
in every game
bam,
I want with ka-pew.
Bam, ka-pla, ka-pla,
I'm getting a soundboard
we'll
later.
We'll do that.
The MG soundboard.
So yeah, it'll be interesting. We are going to cut to a song. We're going to come back. We're going to end out the show. You know,
yeah, we are.
We're going to do that. This is Absolute Territory by
Ken Ashcore.
You got it. I really like his stuff.
I love Ken.
Okay,
that's fair. The one about going back in time, not a big fan of.
No.
Even though I love the concept, not a big fan of that. The song gets annoying, but I wish he'd release something new.
Yeah, it's been like, I think, 2013 since he released anything new.
Wow, has it really been that long?
I think so. I don't know. Anyway, this is Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcore. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We're going to come back. We're going to end it out. You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points, but we're out of time.
I have one more thing.
Which
I'm Red Bear.
Oh.
Coming up soon on March 27th, Slugo XIX is happening.
Which XIX? It's like 14?
God, you're going to make me roll my
number. It's 14.
Yes, it's 14.
We all played Final Fantasies.
Yes.
That's fair. How we
Final
count.
Fantasy 14? That wasn't a bad one. Yeah, it was.
It was online.
That was the bad one.
Yeah.
Ew. Anyway, Slugo, that's happening on Slugo 14, March 27th, 5 p.m., Faird Hall, room 107, the big one. Apparently, looking at their flyer, they're going to have a Magic the Gathering tournament. So bring your Magic cards, yo.
Sponsored by a local business, so it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that's White's Comics and Cards maybe sponsoring that?
Yep.
All right, cool.
We are going to end out the show. Before we do that, though, Bear, we have a website. What is it?
ExpPoints.com. Double tap the P.
We're also on social media at ExpPoints.com/social. You can check us out there. We're going to end out with Jimmy and Sally by I Fight Dragons, but come back next Wednesday. We'll be here. Hopefully you are too. 9 p.m. KSLU, as always.
As always.
Thank you for listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.